The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Move over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
Guy should be on Mount Rushmore of famous, fabulous, incredible musicians, singers, songwriters.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond.
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets a big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Song of the Day. Almost did that wrong. Song of the Day is Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on Rick Heyman's Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Not to try to change your vote out there, but I have said on this show that is the greatest song in the history of music. That today, Rick's song of the day is Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sartor Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Super high grade for me.
You know what my score is.
Yeah, you're high.
Give me the first ever in the history of the show.
Song never sounds bad. Always sounds good. 9.6.
No, that's a 10. That's a 10. It's the best song in the history of music.
It's pretty good.
In my opinion.
It's pretty good.
Rick just wanted me to give him a 10. And you know, that's the best way to get.
I know you love that song, and it's a one-hit wonder. So.
Yeah, it's a one-hit wonder. The song reminds me of when that song's played, I always think of another song, Brandy by
Brandy's another
the
one.
Looking Glass.
God, good job, Jake. Those are both really good songs.
Same era.
But, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And we'll get to like that.
Okay, this is critical, Harrison. I'm really interested in what a 22-year-old thinks of Jake's all-time favorite song.
2.5. Yeah,
it's a 10. By the way,
that's a 10 from you.
Harrison, 9.6 from me.
Harrison, please don't hate that song. I'm just begging for you, for the sake for your music well-being here.
Yeah, you're not going to lose your job.
My eyes are closed about this.
You're not going to lose your job.
Remember that breakfast sandwich.
Okay, I just got to hope he's above a 5. Okay. I'm going like 5.8, just hoping that he recognizes how beautiful that song is.
I think the song fits his personality, is what I think. So I think he's going to give it us like a 7.3.
Please be high.
7.3.
Please be high. Please be high. Oh yes! Yeah, look at Rick.
That's my highest ever from Harrison.
Always hits, says Harrison. I mean, it's the best song in the history of music, per me.
The breakfast sandwich paid off.
It's really good. I mean, it's a great song.
No, it's the best song. Okay. All right, Rick, tell us about the greatest song.
We really want to know the history.
Okay, again, that's for you, Jake.
Thank you.
Because we're doing one-hit wonders, Jake's and that's your favorites. Okay, so King Harvest. It's a wonder. Yeah. King Harvest is the name of the band.
King Harvest.
They were a French-American band, believe it or not, that formed in Ithaca, New York, but broke up and reformed again in Paris, where they began recording their first songs. They were known for their 72-hit single, Dancing in the Moonlight. Now, the guy that wrote this, Sherman Kelly, and his brother, Mike Kelly, was in the band. I've got some good stuff there. He wrote this song in 1969 while recovering from a vicious attack by a gang.
What?
He envisioned an alternative reality, the dream of peaceful and joyful life. He wrote, on a trip to St. Croix in 1969, I was the first victim of a vicious St. Croix gang who eventually murdered 8 American tourists.
Whoa.
That time, I suffered multiple facial fractures and wounds and was left for dead. While I was recovering, I wrote Dancing in the Moonlight, in which I envisioned an alternative reality, the dream of a peaceful and joyful celebration of life. The song became a huge hit and was recorded by many musicians worldwide. Dancing in the Moonlight continues to be popular to this day.
As deservedly so.
Okay.
Whoa, that is amazing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so they had a bunch of different guys.
It's a Caribbean island, by the way.
They all met in Ithaca. They were going to Cornell, which is Ivy League. Mm-hmm. These aren't dummies. They were a cover band originally. They broke up in 71. And then a couple of the guys moved to France, where they all gradually got back together, including Sherman Kelly's brother, Wells Kelly, who went on to form the band Orleans.
Oh, another great band. Another great band.
Yeah, you can hear a little bit
There's
of that.
A song.
Dance with
no,
me.
Don't do
Come
it.
Come on, man.
Don't do it. I did it.
Those guys, Orleans, are one of the greatest.
Oh, they're a great band. We love Orleans.
Okay, so you can hear a little of Orleans in that song.
Yes. Can you?
Yeah.
Well, sure you can. Yeah, absolutely. There's an Orleans feel to that song.
Okay, excuse me.
Great song.
They played clubs and concerts in Paris. They recorded Dancing in the Moonlight in Paris and London. They played in Paris and London. Cutler performed Cutler performed the drum percussion tracks on this recording using a toilet scrub brush as opposed to drumsticks.
That's not sanitary.
That's unique.
Very
I hope it was an unused one.
Poopy.
Brand
hello.
I hope it was a brand new one.
I don't hear Orleans in that song. I'm going to take it.
Oh, there's Orleans.
A little bit.
There's Orleans feeling.
The harmonies and things like that.
Harmonies.
Last little bit. Following their band's dissolution, the members continued their association. There's a bunch of stuff about them being associated with the Beach Boys.
Okay.
With the Beach Boys.
Huh.
They toured with the Beach Boys at one point. Two of the guys performed on Dennis Wilson's 1977 solo Pacific Ocean Blue.
Okay.
And Allback and Robinson performed with Mike Love and his band Celebration. Mike Love, obviously, of the Beach Boys. So with that in mind, I got stumped the sippers here.
Fascinating. He got his face all broken up in St. Croix.
Yeah, they thought he was dead.
Caribbean. That's a Caribbean island. Interesting.
Did they have more or less than 2 keyboard players in this band?
Okay, let's see. They get in on most every night. I'm thinking about the song.
There's a lot of keyboard riffs in this song.
Mm. Yeah. Do you say
more or less than 2?
Oh, there's 2. There's
you
two.
Get a CZ, it's 3.
Ah, you went for the steal or the push.
Two.
You got to get the horns out.
Sounds like there's 2.
Okay, 1972, this song was on the charts.
Okay.
Top 100. Was it higher, in other words, a lower number, or lower, a higher number than number 11?
It's not confusing at all.
Was it better or worse than number 11? Better or worse than number 11?
Okay. Oh, well, that's an interesting way to ask.
Did it crack the top 10?
It had to.
You get another CZ. It was number 13.
What is wrong with the rank?
That's interesting.
It's the best song in the history of music.
1972.
That's interesting that it never got higher than that. That surprises me.
Was their original name the Stoned Farmers, Bungalow, or Willie G?
Bungalow.
You get a diamond. It's not a washout.
I like the first one, though.
It's not a washout. Bungalow.
You like the Stoned Farmers?
That's a great
Could you have that? Could you have that as a name?
The Stoned Farmers?
Yeah.
Why not? You can have any name you want.
In play. Yeah, anything's in play.
You couldn't have any name you want.
You could.
Sure you could. Stoned Farmers?
You could have that, but you can't have any name you want.
You could have a lot of names.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
In today's world?
Yeah. I just understand how you can make that song and never do anything ever again.
Never did anything.
I mean, that song
they,
is
they
amazing.
Hit gold.
That's often, though, for one-hit wonders. Like, how did you make this and then nothing ever again?
They had a couple other albums. But
not like that.
Nothing.
Nothing that stood out.
No,
I mean, that song
is mesmerizing. That song is ridiculous.
It's mesmerizing.
Yeah, but this was the day of the hit. That was back when you had a hit. They don't do that anymore. You know, it's streamed, it's downloaded, it's that kind of stuff. Back then, they'd put out an album of 10 songs. They'd have one that made it, and it had to go on the singles charts.
Yep.
So it's not that way anymore.
Okay. I get that.
Good way to explain it.
I get that.
Before I let you go, Rick, what's going on right now at Sartor Hamann Jewelers?
Well, it's cold, it's dark, but we have very bright, sparkly things at Sartor Hamann. Mm. You want to light up your life and light up her life, come on down and see us. We're still really busy. It's fantastic. Check us out online at SartorHamann.com. Check us out downtown at Sartor Hamann and at South Point Sartor Hamann and in Grand Island at Sartor Hamann. Check us out on Facebook at Sartor Hamann. We got a huge following over there, and my daughter does an amazing job posting stuff on there almost every day. You'll enjoy it. Check me out at Rick Hamann on Facebook. I'll post some more factoids about this group and this song and some other related things. And that's it.
All right.
Thank you, Rick.
We always appreciate it. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
The Mike Schaefer Hour is up next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.